Cummies. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Kino. Okay, so they didn't win in Glovo Youth Choir, but they're winners to us. So I thought I would just mention that because obviously there was a lot of hype yesterday and everybody was very excited. But the truth is we knew they were not popular favorites with a popular vote in America, but that's understandable. The winner, who is Cody Lee, a 22-year-old singer and pianist, and I remember covering this on our digital platform a few months back. I mean, he's autistic, he's blind, he has an amazing voice and plays the piano. And I remember back then when he came on the first round, he got the golden buzzer through to the finals because they were just in love with him. And the truth is, AGT, America's Got Talent, like these shows, it's not just about your talent, it's about your backstory too.
It is about the backstory, and because we so invested in our own story, we're obviously going to think that Glovo Youth Choir should have won, and I think rightfully so, because that's our compass, right? But they were wonderful, and this is probably one of the strongest years that they've had.
Correct. And then Glovo's story is also a good one.
Yes, it is.
There was a lovely story about the choir from the dusty streets of a Limpopo village that's come to America from Africa. You know, it's also about the story. Never mind. They are excited. They are not upset by this. They say this is the beginning of big things for them. And they were very gracious and are very happy with their performance.
It's a wonderful story.
It's a wonderful story. The next story is not so wonderful. It happened in America on Long Island, Oceanside, New York. And I'm mentioning it because it has a digital component. So a young man who was almost 17 years old, his name is Cassine Morris, was stabbed to death in a fight. He was 16 years old on the pavement. And a group of about 50 teenagers stood around videoing the fight and his death in the end, and posting it on Snapchat and other platforms. The police said they were more interested in doing that than coming to his aid. And I'm just mentioning it because, please, may we not be living in that society here at this point. And it's just shocking to me. And they've done counseling at the school, and the kids are now saying they want to change. They want to put their phones down and actually help. And I thought, I mean, what a statement. That you've even got to tell people that?
Yeah. It's weird, weird world we live in.
The last story, which is, I think, very funny.
I love this one.
I don't know about you, but do you ever eat your partner's treats from the fridge? Or
my wife does it. I love, what's this chocolate called? The one with the nuts in it, the whole nut. And it's a Cadbury's chocolate, whatever. I normally buy myself a slab, spoil my, that one. Yeah. And then I get there, and then half of it's gone. She says, I took it.
It's shocking.
Of course it's shocking.
So this woman in America, she posted on her Facebook this post. And it was a bit tongue-in-cheek, but it was true. Her fiancé, who she lives with, they have a child together, they're engaged. As she said, he went behind her back and he put an electronic safe in the fridge, a see-through safe. In the picture you can see on Facebook with all his chocolates in it because she was stealing his chocolates. It's got 100,000 comments, nearly 60,000 shares since it was posted. Couples tagging their partners everywhere, sort of saying hello. And she's saying, what how disgusting of him. She said, I mean, is this really what our vows mean to us?
No, you shouldn't be stealing from him.
Well, it's called sharing.
Only if the other person knows about it.
Well, you can if your chocolate stash is empty.
And what would you put in the, if you had to hide something from your partner, right, what would you put in the safe?
We have slightly different tastes. Like, I'm very healthy, but I love things like, I like dried mangoes and I like, you know, that kind of thing and nuts and things like that. But, you know, those can be chomped up in a second by some unsuspecting partner.
Smarties as
well. He has chocolates, but I never eat them. So he's safe from me. He doesn't have to put a safe in.
But he eats your stuff.
Yes.
Well, there we go. Get a safe. Get a safe. What would you... There's something else we can talk about. Talk about the frivolity of life, and I think it's important.
Food safe.
A food safe. What would you put in a food safe if you could... But Joe, what would you hide in a food safe? Eh? Lemons. What? You'll think about it. Oh, anyway.